Hey, happy Prime Day, everybody. Welcome back to Stellar Performance Solutions. I am here with Leah McHugh, who is pumped and primed for Prime Day.
Oh, yeah. I look like I'm excited.
You look Prime Day excited. You sound that way.
So excited.
Sound that way. So why even comment on it? Let's just dive into it. You and I were talking about this. I think it's a good day to share with everyone our conversation around how competitors are kind of, at this point, probably keeping a close eye on you all the time, just in case you're doing something they can report, get you in trouble for, get you cut down, because why not? It means more sales for them, less sales for you.
Yep.
But especially around Prime Day, because...
Or any of the major shopping periods.
Well, if there's something that you haven't stopped doing that you could have been caught doing, probably a good time to stop doing it, because you could be reported for that anytime, of course, but especially around Prime Day, it's going to hurt a lot more if you don't stop doing it now. But also, I would argue that your competitors might actually be waiting for the right time to report you, which there's a positive and a negative side to that. The positive is you still have time to fix it because they're waiting to report you. And maybe by the time they report you, there isn't so much left to see anymore because you've taken action now to get rid of it. The downside is, there's still a track record of, hey, maybe you weren't up to snuff doing things the right way.
Right.
But hey, you can't go back in time. You can only look forward. So I would argue now is the time to do that last final scrub of, are we following policy? Have we improperly merged ASINs together? What else should we add to that list?
I mean, anything really, like how are you asking for reviews or your detail pages meeting Amazon's requirements, variations we've talked about a lot recently, compliance requirements. Are you meeting not just the legal ones, but also Amazon's ones, because Amazon has their own rules as well as the legal requirements that you need to meet? I have this conversation with a lot of sellers when their listing is suspended or their account is suspended, if I think that they were reported by a competitor. And what I say is it doesn't really matter if you were reported by a competitor, because if their report was accurate and you were violating policy, the fact that it was reported by a competitor doesn't make any difference in terms of appealing. If you're violating policy, you're violating policy. So it's important to make sure that you aren't violating policy, regardless of whether you think your competitor is going to report you. But we do see around these times of years a massive increase in competitors reporting each other, and also people coming up to us to help them report policy violations, because we do that as a service as well. We help report sellers who are violating Amazon policy or violating laws, which is kind of more my end. But yeah, so we do see that increase around busy holiday periods. And I think a lot of sellers regularly forget that what they're doing is visible, not just to Amazon, but also to the competitors, also to the FTC, also to insert government regulatory body here. You're not dealing within a vacuum of only Amazon buyers are seeing what you're doing. Anybody can buy your product and anybody can see what you're doing. So you need to make sure that you are following the rules, because it's very easy to report you when you're violating their policies is very visible.
Yeah. And I just got off the phone with an agency who has a client who wants to violate some rules temporarily just to get ahead on Prime Day. And I had to remind everyone involved that they had already had their wrists slapped for that before.
Yep.
And that if they get caught again, they could be losing their whole account. Maybe not during Prime Day, but maybe soon after. And also it's their second offense and it's a dispute only appeals path, which brought me to the topic of, I know sales are a little slower right now for some people. I know margins are thinner. And I know that's leading to some people to say, hey, we're going to help you edge out your competition by adding certain sexy language to the listing or to backend keywords it or wherever, A+ content. And I'm alarmed at how often I've heard that over the last 30 days.
So this is another conversation I have with a lot of sellers where they decide that the risk is worth the reward. And for anybody thinking that currently, I will say that they change their tune very quickly when it results in their account being suspended. All of a sudden, that risk is maybe not as worth it as you thought it was, because when they're deciding risk versus reward, I think a lot of sellers just think that nothing actually is going to happen. I've had many conversations where they're like, we think this risk is worth it because it's going to increase our revenue by this much. And then all of a sudden their account is suspended. And now that risk is not looking as rewarding as they thought it would be.
Right. Or people still carry around this misunderstanding around, oh, we can do a plan of action later and get out of this fix.
Yeah.
By saying we'll do better next time, not knowing that there's dispute only for evasion or for code of conduct violations, there are dispute only appeals.
And if it's the second time you've been suspended for that particular thing, they're also doing a lot more dispute only appeals.
That's really interesting that I just had this conversation with somebody. It's their second defense. If they're caught, they are theoretically done. And it's really interesting that they don't take that seriously.
Well, and we've even seen people where it's their second suspension for the same reason. And, you know, Amazon has come back and literally said, yeah, you told us all of this last year and then continued to violate our policy. So why should we believe you this time?
Yeah.
Which is a valid concern.
And in the past, they would keep that to themselves. And now, when things get escalated, there are occasionally meaningful responses to escalations, which is one reason we do so many of them. But they'll specify, you already got cleared of this a year ago. We already accepted your appeal a year ago, and that's why we didn't suspend you a year ago. So the fact that this is your first suspension isn't that relevant. What's relevant is that this the second time we caught you, and you're only in a dispute or bust appeal path.
Right.
And that's when it hits them.
Well, and that's where I see a lot of people get in trouble with the variations, because Amazon doesn't warn you about every single variation that you're doing wrong. They'll send a couple of warnings and they expect you to check all of your listings. Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing. They've warned you. Why haven't you corrected all of your listings? So then your appeal, we're seeing a lot more dispute-only appeals for that as well. But if they do give you a plan of action option, then you have to not only explain what went wrong that you violated the policy, but also why you didn't take action when they told you that you were violating the policy before they suspended, which is a lot harder to reinstate.
Well, and the interesting human psychology part is when I invariably come back with, you sent the appeal before, they took you at your word, the steps were not executed, now we're in the same boat. And now when I bring this bad news to you, your immediate response is, well, we've put a bunch of procedures together. We've got new compliance teams in place. We have a new listing policy review team, all of the stuff they should have done the first time.
Yep.
No recollection of what you promised is bad enough. But then the idea that they're going to believe you this time after you snow jobbed them a year ago or 2 years ago doesn't dawn on anyone.
Yeah. And I've actually seen Amazon's been rewriting some of the policy wording around this. So particularly around claims that you aren't allowed to make or content that you aren't allowed on the detail page, I think, well, I know a lot of sellers have been removing the violating content in order to get reinstated and then adding it back once it's reinstated. Amazon has actually updated their policy pages saying that if you're repeatedly adding and removing content, that that's a violation of the code of conduct, which again, I imagine I haven't yet to see an account suspension for that specifically, but I imagine that would also be a dispute-only path because they would consider that to be evasive behavior.
There are account suspensions for that. That categorized under PDP abuse, detail page abuse.
Well, or if it's compliance, like restricted products. I haven't seen it worded specifically that you've done it repeatedly, but it usually comes through as like an evasive behavior suspension if you're on the compliance side.
But which is abuse. Yeah. But it's at least sometimes considered PDP abuse. I have a theory on that, which I haven't confirmed, but I think it's possibly because your competitors are watching you do this stuff. They report you for abuse. That's why you get flagged for potentially a different reason, PDP abuse, instead of whatever the listing restriction suspension was to begin with, which is like, if you don't even know that your reoffending will be picked up easily by competitors and reported, that means you're way, way behind the times on how frequently abuse is reported. The only reason more people aren't suspended for this on an account-wide basis is because most abuse reports are still just cases and support or emails to queues that nobody cares about. Can you imagine how many people would be busting for this and told to appeal it only as a dispute or nothing if people reported abuse properly? Imagine that future.
Well, I mean, I think we're getting towards there. We're seeing more of it. We're doing more of it. Yeah. It's really only a matter of time before that becomes more widespread. Because, I mean, it makes it easier for Amazon if they can just get rid of you rather than having to keep enforcing against you over and over again for the same reason.
Right. And that's the psychology that sellers refuse to embrace because, like you said, rather, first of all, if they send you another warning and you've been sent several, they can't justify warning you when the last five didn't work. That's laziness and stupidity on their part. Also, they can save themselves many minutes of time going through your account annotations. They can save themselves a lot of time if they can very quickly, within 30 seconds, figure out that you're just committing abuse. You don't care about the warnings. You don't care about the details. You don't care about anything. You just want to do what you want to do.
Right. Well, and you're going to tell them whatever you think they want to hear and then just continue doing what it is that you want to do.
Or you're going to a dispute, which has no basis, which I don't need to tell you. They can read that quickly and reject
it. Or you try to blame a virtual assistant.
I mean, a lot of people are blaming their agencies, saying, well, our agency was in charge of this, or our full account management service. They're the ones who did this. The whole blame game stuff, as I think we wrote on LinkedIn the other day, it's so 2024, and we're halfway through 2025. So that just falls on deaf ears in extremely harsh ways that people don't seem to understand. And I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because it's sad. So don't let this reflect your experience either during or before Prime Day. Any other things that we missed that we've been kicking around lately in terms of Prime Day crisis avoidance? Or, I mean, people should know the big reach for image changes or doing anything last minute, I think, before Prime Day is likely to be something that you stumble on because you do it wrong.
Yeah, I think in terms of the marketing side of things, most sellers that I speak to are pretty on the ball about getting that stuff done well before Prime Day. I think it's more the unsexy stuff that we do that people tend to like forget or leave until the last minute because they don't really want to think about being attacked or being reported for whatever rules they're breaking. So in conclusion, try not to break the rule.
Well, you thought I was wrong the other day when I said competitors would try to get other sellers flagged for compliance reasons, which would prompt requests for compliance documentation.
That is not what I said.
Okay. Let's go over it now because I have also people try to get each other knocked off on the odd chant that their competitors don't have compliance documentation handy to be shown to Amazon and resolve the issue quickly. Maybe it's just a lark. Maybe it's just, let's just throw this at the wall and see if it works. But I'm pretty sure around Prime Day too, they try to get Amazon to ask you for compliance documentation, maybe that you already submitted.
So what you had said the other day was that you thought that they were going to try to report people for not having a lab that meets Amazon's requirements. And I don't think people are going to try to report for that because that is something that is done at the manage my compliance level. What I do think will happen and what I have seen happen is black hat people getting a product incorrectly categorized as a different product in order to flag compliance review, because then you're in the position of having to, one, convince Amazon that your product doesn't require that particular documentation, and two, getting them to like actually review what your product is, as opposed to just being able to submit the documentation because it does apply to your product. It takes longer generally to appeal a compliance request than to submit documentation. So I think that's why we see more of the miscategorizing a product to get it flagged rather than just trying to prompt Amazon to ask for documentation. Unless they explicitly somehow know that you don't have the required documentation for your actual product, it's a lot faster to resolve than being asked for something that doesn't apply to your product. So in terms of attacks, it makes more sense for an attacker to try to get Amazon to ask you for something that doesn't apply to your product.
I agree with that too, but they drew a line in the sand, I think, in mid-July for a deadline of you cannot use certain labs. And I think just by virtue of that deadline existing, somebody might try to say, hey, I think they're using such and such a lab.
Yeah, it's just, it's not, those aren't like immediately have to submit test reports. A lot of those test reports are just when Amazon asks you for them. So somebody being like, I think they might be using their own lab, I don't think would be enough of a report to get anybody to do anything.
All right. I stand corrected.
Unless you're saying that there was fraud committed, that would be like, if you can prove that somebody submitted a fraudulent test report, that's a very different thing.
I more meant people latch on to trendy things like deadlines or things that have been posted publicly that are coming up to say, hey, we know blank is coming up. I think these guys are running afoul of the rules, just to get them on Amazon's radar, just to see if something, you know, even if it's just a mistake.
Well, so again, it's not like using those labs it's not explicitly a violation of Amazon's policies. Amazon just won't accept test reports from specific labs now. So you're not reporting them for a policy violation. You would be trying to get them flagged for compliance review. And it's a different process. I think it would be a very convoluted and more difficult way of maybe getting somebody flagged. I think there are easier ways for black hats to attack you, essentially.
We will continue that debate in another episode. For now, happy Prime Day. We're not quite there, so you will hear us talking about this next week as well. But thanks for listening. Thank you, Leah, for your contributions.
Yeah.
And I will talk to you again soon.